Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Preschool teacher Anissa Burke brings a Ziploc bag of pot gummies to school. Burke's students, all under two, get into the bag thinking it's candy. Four of the tots rush to the hospital for, quote, unusual symptoms. Yeah, they're all high.
That's right, Nancy. At the hospital, a doctor determines that THC is the cause of the children's sickness. Texas police head back to the school to speak with their teacher, Ms. Burke, and finds the 35-year-old has left the school. Burke did leave important evidence behind, though, the bag of gummies in a jacket pocket.
35-year-old Anissa Burke fired and charged with four counts, injury to child and possession of drugs. Senator Ted Cruz enjoys the World Series victory parade from afloat, waving, smiling at Astros fans until he's hit in the net with a can full of beer.
Yeah, it was quite the scene. Senator Cruz turned a corner while riding in the back of a Humvee, and the crowd began to heckle him. The situation escalated when someone in the crowd hurled two unopened alcoholic seltzer cans at Cruz's head. Others on the float tried to shield Cruz from the cans, but one struck him in the neck and chest area.
Joseph Arcidiacano, ID'd by a witness as the can thrower. The 33-year-old tells cops, I know, I'm an idiot, I'm sorry. As they detain him, he's now charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Connecticut police and animal control called to a home full of over 200 cats. Four adults and two children also live there. Cops say there's so many cats, they couldn't see the floor.
Yeah, it was such a sad scene. Many of the cats were malnourished, sick with eye and ear infections, and covered in fleas. Police believe the situation began in an effort to help strays, but quickly spiraled out of control. Vet paperwork and family statements proved that 106 cats verifiably belonged to the family.
DFACS removes the children from the home, placing them with relatives. The cats taken to shelters. James and Laura Toman and Marissa O'Brien charged with 106 counts of animal cruelty and two counts risk to a minor. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A University of Virginia student and former member of the school's football team fatally shot three current players as they returned from a field trip. This set off panic and a 12-hour lockdown of the campus until the suspect was captured. Officials received word during a morning news briefing that the suspect, 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., had been arrested. University Police Chief Timothy Longo.
We just received information the suspect is in custody. Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
The violence erupted near a parking garage just after 10:15 p.m. Sunday as a charter bus full of students returned to Charlottesville from seeing a play in Washington. Police say they have found the body of a 25-year-old mother of two who disappeared from her Southern California home last week. Her ex-husband has now been arrested as the primary suspect. Our friends at Crime Online.
Rachel Castillo disappeared Thursday, and relatives reported they discovered blood at her Simi Valley apartment, where she had left behind her phone, keys, and car. The young woman's body was found Sunday afternoon in a remote area of the Antelope Valley in the desert of northern Los Angeles County.
Castillo's ex-husband, 25-year-old Zarab Ali, was arrested later Sunday at his parents' home in Victorville, California. Officials say all four University of Idaho students who were found dead inside a home near campus are considered victims in the case, but police have yet to release the cause of death or other details about the investigation. Police discovered the bodies of the students, three women and one man, at a home just steps away from the Moscow, Idaho campus. The victims were members of the Greek community. Mayor Art Betke.
Given what the nature of the scene was, they've indicated that it was 3 or 4 in the morning when things happened.
The Moscow Police Department has labeled the deaths as homicides, but maintains there is not an active risk to the community. A Purdue University student charged with murder in the stabbing death of his dorm roommate has filed a notice in court that he plans to use an insanity defense. Our friends at Crime Online.
In a motion filed electronically, Zeman Shaw's attorney asked the court to appoint two or three mental health experts to evaluate Shaw's sanity at the time of the killing. Shaw, a 22-year-old student from South Korea, faces one count of murder in the slaying of fellow student 20-year-old Varun Manish Hedda. Both students lived on Purdue's West Lafayette campus, about 65 miles northwest of Indianapolis.
Prosecutors allege that Shaw stabbed Hedda several times in the head and neck with a folding knife that officers found on the floor near the chair where Hedda's body was discovered.
CFO of Tyson Foods, John Tyson, undresses and crawls into bed after a long night, but uh-oh, it's not his bed or even his house. An Arkansas woman calls cops when she comes home to find Tyson passed out naked in her bed. It takes a lot of effort to wake the seemingly drunk 32-year-old CFO, but he's now booked on public intoxication and trespassing. I will not hold his drunken behavior against the chickens. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com with this crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace.